There is no question the 2023 Rough Riders are Trevor Harris's team, and he has been impressing head coach Craig Dickinson thus far.
I like having another coach out there. Super mature, understands the game really well, wants to lead and help others. He's great.
However, it's very rare in an 18-game season the starting quarterback makes it through without a bump in the road. Harris has missed time during his CFL career, whether that be due to performance or resting before a big playoff game. So, with no one able to predict the future, most CFL teams need two quality quarterbacks to get through the season. And in 2023, the backup job is wide open.
You know, and they're all getting a lot of reps, so I think all three of them bring different things to the table, so it's really a unique and exciting group, and I couldn't tell you who's in the lead or who's trailing. They're all doing a good job.
Those three quarterbacks are newcomer Shea Patterson, returnee Jake Dolagala, and the incumbent number two is Mason Fine, who started the last 2 weeks of the 2022 season in place of the struggling Cody Fajardo.
Stamps are going to bring some heat. Fine sees it to the end zone. Pressure coming in on Fine, gets it away, and that is held on to by McKinnis. His first CFL touchdown is a big one for the Riders.
Great experience, especially having game reps like that and working with the ones and stuff. And you know, going back and watching film and just studying yourself, what you could have done better with maybe recognizing his defenses, getting out a little bit earlier. But so you take from that, you learn, and then you try to replicate that and not make the same mistakes once training camp happens. And that's the biggest thing. Like, you know, this is a new year too, right? So you take that in the off season, you get better. But since training camp, whole new season, you know, that's kind of out the window. We are all on level playing field when it comes to the quarterbacks, and you just want to go out there and you know, be aggressive, make plays. But also, if you make a mistake, don't make the same mistake the next day.
As for Dolagala, he spent most of last season on the practice roster, but was thrust into game action when the team suffered from a COVID outbreak. Dolagala might not have as much pro experience as others, but has the arm talent to make any throw.
An end zone look, Dolagala! Touchdown! Saskatchewan! And it's Tevin Jones! The first touchdown pass in the career of Jake Dolagala. The deep look to a wide open receiver, Samuel Emelis. Biggest completion of that young man.
And the young pivot has enjoyed the competition at camp.
It's been fun, you know, and as you can see, everybody's been flashing. You know, Mason and Shea, they're doing a heck of a job. They're making plays all over the place. So I'm just trying to keep up with them, to be honest.
The other quarterback looking to make his mark is Shea Patterson. Patterson does have the advantage in camp of being the one quarterback with short yardage experience and did play football in an intense environment as a member of the Michigan Wolverines.
Taking the shot to the end zone.
Play action. Patterson got some help from Wilson. Touchdown! Eric all motioning into the backfield. Play action. Patterson can walk this one in. Touchdown.
And while he has consistently flashed throughout camp so far, Patterson has struggled when it's come to winning games in the pros, going 1-6 in the USFL last year. But perhaps a stop in Saskatchewan is exactly what was needed for the young quarterback to find his groove.
It's probably the most fun I've had playing football in a long time. We got a really, really good group of guys, and I feel like we're starting to come together pretty well. We got four guys who can go out there and win games. You know, obviously, got a veteran quarterback in Trevor, who's been there and done that, and you know, three other guys who can go and do it just as well. So, you know, for me, I've been in so many quarterback battles and so many quarterback rooms that, you know, I respect everyone, and, you know, for me, it's just being better than I was the day before.
The best chance for one of these quarterbacks to emerge as the number two guy on the depth chart is Saturday with the first preseason game and a chance to go up against the BC Lions. And Dolagala knows how big this opportunity is.
It's going to be huge. Obviously, you know, I don't know how we're going to split reps and whatnot, but, you know, when you get out there, you got to make plays. You got to show, you know, you got to show the GM and these coaches what you're able to do.